The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And what's good, everybody? It is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. This is your daily sports betting show and brand of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not close. I, of course, am the coach, and every single day we're here, we grind, and we grind for you. Very quickly, we recap every single show that we have. Yesterday, we had some hits, we had some misses, but Jay Smooth, the machine, living up to his name as he continues his red-hot start to college basketball. Also, the gem hit. Also, how about the donkey parlay hitting for the third primetime game in a row? And if you don't know what the donkey parlay is, you got to tune in to Early Edge Live to find out. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And ladies and gentlemen, normally, I introduce him last. But on this day, when we've got a champion on the show blessing us with his presence, he gets top billing. Maestro. Or should I say champion? Good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm a little sore, but I feel great, coach. I mean, it's just, you know, at this point, how many times do you get in like a meaningful athletic competition against guys you like? It's very competitive. It's very intense, but we're all friends. And luckily, actually, the refs not showing up last week was the thing that won it for us, because our best player, he needed the extra time for his finger to hit, to heal. He went for 42 or 44, and you see the score up on the scoreboard there.
Well, it's amazing. You got him off the IR right before the game. He cleared all the protocols and everything that was going on, and man, what a miracle, and it looks great. And you covered the spread too. That was also nice. You covered.
I just wish one of my bets had hit. It was a horrible night for me in terms of betting.
Yeah. Almost got to those eight rebounds, but the under hit. Oh, Mikey Barner. Speaking of unders in basketball. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I know Thanksgiving is coming up this week, but I feel like it's freaking Groundhog's Day. I'm on the show again after the Suns blow what should have been an easy cover. Up 15 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. They need to win by six. They win by four.
Brutal. That was a brutal beat on a night where I felt like it was like a half point here and a point there. And we just felt like we were on the bad side of those coin flips, so to speak, when it came down to that. And the Suns was brutal. Zach Attack live from Las Vegas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Good morning, guys. Yep. Las Vegas hosting three games today for college basketball. And that's something that I noticed when you're looking at the games today. There's a lot of neutral site games, and that's not going to be designated at certain books. So make sure you're looking at the locations, the two Las Vegas matchups at Mandalay Bay for the Maui Invitational. And then there's the marquee game tonight, UCLA Gonzaga. That's being played at T-Mobile Arena.
This is exactly what sports betting Zach was made for. When they talk about betting when you walk in and collecting when you walk out tonight, like, can you imagine betting on Gonzaga walking in and then cashing the ticket when you walk out? I mean, this is what it's supposed to be. And man, how much fun is Vegas right now with all these extra tournaments coming into it? All right, a little bit of housekeeping in your feed right now. If you're not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, please do that for us. Turn on the notifications and continue to pound that like button for me. It helps the show grow. In your feed right now, our Champions League only episode. We got eight, count them, eight Champions League games today. You can see them all on Paramount Plus. But you want to get those. Well, we have three bets in today for that. Also, our preview show today, Mega NFL, it never stops. Today at 5 p.m. Eastern time, me and all the boys. And also, don't forget about the Fantasy Football Today DFS show, getting you set for the Thanksgiving turkey slate of games. All of that in your feed. Come along and join us. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting line today. Mikey Barner, I'm going to let you start today because there's a lot of injury watch news to check out in the NBA. What do you got?
Yeah, it's wild. There's only four games, but there's a lot of injuries to keep an eye on. The first of which is Nikola Jokic. He has a wrist injury. He's missed the last two games for the Nuggets. He's listed as questionable. If he can't play, the Nuggets could be in real trouble against the Trail Blazers on the road. Next one, Luka Doncic. He's questionable with an ankle injury. He's missed the last three games for the Mavericks. He reportedly had some issues during practice on Monday, so I'm not sure if he's going to play. And one star that we know we're going to be without, LeBron James, when the Lakers face the Knicks, he has been suspended for one game after his altercation with Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons over the weekend.
Yeah, and Stewart suspended two games because he just wouldn't let it go and just kept going and going and going. Enough. We got it. You're ticked off. All right, Maestro, I know last night that you were too busy to have a storyline, so I'm going to skip over you. And I'm going to go to Zach Attack. Zach, last night a new era began with the Sacramento Kings, but it was just kind of more of the same. What do you got?
It was more of the same, Coach. Alvin Gentry took over Luke Walton's fire Sunday night, and I actually expected them to play a little bit better. They did until the fourth quarter. They had a 7-point lead against the Philadelphia 76ers that were missing several starters. Seth Curry was out. Harris was out. Obviously, Embiid was out. So they were a 5-point favorite. They were up 7 points, and then all of a sudden, the same Sacramento Kings showed up once again, Coach. They scored just 12 points in the fourth quarter. 76ers ended up winning, I think, by 8 points. You just don't know when this is going to end for Sacramento. They lost 8 of 9. You've got to expect Alvin Gentry to just start moving players in and out of that lineup to see what's going to work. Looking ahead to their next game Wednesday against the Portland Trailblazers. That is a team they did open the season against with a win. So let's see how they play against Portland on Wednesday.
I really thought it was going to be a good year for the Sacramento Kings. The way they started, good positive outcomes, and then it's just gone down in a hurry. All right, let's get into our board for the day. And we call the show The Early Edge for a reason. There is no UFC this week, but there is next week. And lately in MMA, UFC, Bellator, PFL, a lot of numbers are changing very quickly. So my guy, Andrew Gombas, he called me yesterday, said, Coach, I've got two fights that I love the number now. I can't wait a week. So, Andrew, what do you got?
What's up, Early Edge crew? Hope everyone's doing well. Coming off of a good UFC weekend, we unfortunately don't have any fights coming up this weekend, but for the December 4th card, there's a couple spots that I really like, and I wanted to get them out to you before the lines change. First of all, I really like Claudio Puelles at plus 120. I think this is a great spot for him against Chris Gritzmacher. Chris showed some weakness in his takedown defense in his last fight. I think the grappling path is really obvious for Puelles. I don't expect him to close the underdog come fight night. I know we're 10 or so days out, but guys, trust me, you're going to want to get this one in sooner rather than later. Second play, Jake Matthews, minus 189. I really like Jake in this spot. He's been in the UFC a really long time, even though he's only 27 years old. His opponent, Jeremiah Wells, is 35. He's only been in the UFC for one fight. Jeremiah is tough in the first round. He throws bombs early, but he expends a ton of energy doing so. As long as Matthews avoids getting clipped by something crazy in the first round, he should completely take over after that. I expect him to close a wider favorite right now than he is right now. Wanted to make sure you guys were able to get him before he hits that minus 200, minus 225 range, which I fully expect him to be at. So I know it's early, but I was so excited about these plays. I wanted to get them to you sooner rather than later. So I like Jake Matthews, minus 189. I like Claudio Puelles at plus 120. So hope everyone has an awesome Thanksgiving, and let's keep cashing these tickets.
And that's why I love my crew. Thinking about all of you at home 11 days early. Andrew, thank you very much for that very comprehensive breakdown of December 4th. Get those two plays in. I don't want to get any tweets next week. Says, Coach, Matthews is minus 310. Hey. And I know I'm going to get at least one. All right. Now, let's get into our board for the day, because I have a feeling, I'm getting that feeling that it's going to be a clean sweep across the board. But we can't win every bet until we win the first one. And Mike Barner, that falls on you. What do you got?
All right, I got two player props from the NBA tonight, both from the same game, both players on the Clippers facing the Mavericks. First one, and both wagers are from Caesars. First one I like is Paul George, over 2.5 made three-pointers at minus 140. He's averaging a career-high 8.9 three-point attempts per game. That's helped him hit at least three three-pointers in six of the last eight games. The Mavericks don't defend well from behind the arc. They're allowing the sixth highest three-point per shooting percentage in the league. And yes, Coach, before you ask, I do think the juice is worth the squeeze on that one. second one is also the Clippers. Ivica Zubac, over 18.5 points plus rebounds at minus 110. The Clippers like to play small, but I don't think they're going to be able to in this game. Nicholas Batum is out. Marcus Morris is out. Zubac played 27 minutes when these teams faced each other over the weekend. He had 16 points and 10 rebounds. He has had at least 19 combined points and rebounds in eight of his last 10 games. The Mavericks don't have a lot of great size up front. The Clippers don't have a lot of great size up front. So I think, you know what? Let me get that again. The Mavericks do not have great size up front. So I think
I was just going to let you go.
I was so worried about
you were going to get it.
I couldn't let the juice worth the squeeze comment. I had to make sure I got that in. And I was kind of myself.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens, excuse me, when you get out of your lane just a little bit. You try to take over the hosting role. You try to do both ends of the juice is worth the squeeze. And it's almost as bad as pulling a Jay Smooth. But I can't even say that anymore because Jay Smooth is on fire. I have nobody to tease. So, and I don't want it to be you, Mike. I don't want it to be you.
I blew that. So let me recap that. Yeah. Zubac over 18.5 points. There we go.
There we go. I think we're on it. And we will recap it in just a couple of minutes. All right, Zach, the great thing about college basketball, especially with all these tournaments, is basketball all day long, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning out here on the West Coast and going all day. But tonight you have a game that is 8 o'clock on the East Coast. What do you got?
Yeah, this is one of the more obscure plays on the board. So, of course, I had to put it on for the show. But UT Rio Grande Valley +9.5 against Cal State Fullerton. And this goes back to where I talked about in the opening, paying attention to your board, because this game, if you look at it, I've looked at three books. There is no designation on this being played in Flagstaff. It is being played in Flagstaff, Arizona. You look at it on your odds feed, it's going to look like it's a road game being played at UT Rio. So that's an important designation for me, because this is UT Rio's third game in 4 days, and they played in Flagstaff against NAU yesterday. So you look at that altitude aspect, 7,000 feet. Denver is 5,200 feet, Salt Lake City, 4,000 feet. So they went through the walkthroughs there. They played through that air yesterday. I think that gives them an advantage against the Cal State Fullerton team that they are prone to lapses. It's one of the more frustrating teams in college basketball. They haven't played since Friday. They had to come back from 18-point deficit against San Diego. I think UT Rio is the play here, just based on that designation in there that they played in Flagstaff yesterday, plus 9.5 points.
That's such an important nugget to share. So thank you for that. It matters. It matters. And a lot of these tournaments, because they're either one-offs or they move to a different spot, there's so many games. You're right, Zach. A lot of the places aren't saying this is being played at the Gulf Coast Classic or whatever it is, but very, very important nugget. So thank you for that. Excuse me. All right, Maestro. I know you. There's nobody out there that refocuses like you do. And if anybody gets gold put around their waist, I mean, it's only going to be celebrated for a moment, because you have told us that it's always on to the next. So what is the next for you?
Well, I'm coming off a 3-5 week in the NFL on the site, which is, I think, my worst week since week one. And so I'm hyper-focused and hyper-eager for this next week to get going. And there's already a few plays I love, starting with the Atlanta Falcons, who lost 43-3 and then 25-0. But that was against the Cowboys and the Patriots. Now they're going to the Jaguars, and I mistakenly thought the Jaguars could hang with the 49ers. Do you know what happened in that game? Their punter was not ready to go out on the field to punt. Their captain, one of their defensive captains, threw a punch and got ejected. They lost their do-it-all returner receiver, Jamal Agnew. He's done. Their best cornerback is in concussion protocol. And who's coming back for the Falcons? I believe Patterson will be back, because he was a game-time decision Thursday. So he's got 10 days to get ready for this game. And I just think the Jags are in disarray. Getting the Falcons at Pick'em, we're getting value because of how bad they've looked against those two dominant teams. This is a team they can beat. I'm going to take the Falcons at a Pick'em to start week 12.
And there is no sport that is more important to beat the number than the NFL. It's why we do our mega preview on Tuesdays. It's why we give out plays on Tuesdays. And we remind you throughout the week. All right, we are up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap. And it looks glorious. Mike Barner, two props from the same game. We're going to go George and Zubac. You see the numbers over 2.5 made three-pointers for George and over 18.5 combined points and rebounds for Zubac. Then Zach Tech on one college game today. Rio Grande Valley plus 9.5. Do not forget that in the next 30 to 40 minutes, I will be giving out our underdog plays of the day that are exclusive to Twitter and Instagram. Go follow us at Sportsline and get those plays there in the next 30 to 40 minutes. Then the Maestro, one play today. We're going to go Falcons pick them over the Jags. That game is Sunday at 1 Eastern time. Then how about Andrew Gombas weighing in today? This is on the December 4th card for the UFC. Get Puelison and Matthews in early. Then the gym today. Did you know there's a Champions League full slate of games, 8 games on Paramount Plus? There is. So the jeweler, you know he had to make this a little juicy, plus 346. Zenit, team total over 1.5 goals. Then Bayern on the money line to win and Atalanta on the money line to win. It's not too late to go check out our Champions League only episode in your feed right now with the guru, Martin W. Green. All right, I have something before we get off the air that disturbs me just a little bit, because here at the Early Edge, we like to pride ourselves on sportsmanship, on always respecting the opponent and shaking their hands when the game is over. And the key phrase there is when the game is over, because as I look at the photo we showed at the top of the show, gentlemen, do you notice that there is still time left on the clock?
It looks like we
were taken before the game was over. Maestro, explain yourself.
It's not like a San Francisco 49ers celebrating in the fourth quarter before the game is over. No, when the game gets out of hand and there's like a minute or two left, the refs just blow the whistle and they call the game. So the game was called. Both teams shook hands. This was a few minutes after.
Zach, do you believe that explanation?
Oh, of course. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. What? I've been a part of some of that. I've been a part of some of those games.
What? Oh, that is so Mikey. Do
I wanted to get another. I wanted to pad my stats and get another basket, but they called it.
Oh, my.
That's called the save your hamstrings rule. Yes, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the punting when you're down 20 rule. I don't want to hurt any of my guys. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, that's too much. That is too much. You know me. I have to call it out if I see it. So my apologies, Maestro. My apologies. My apologies. All right. Damn, I never thought we'd get so much out of a rec league basketball game. I freaking love it. All right. There's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window, but wait until they're open. All right. Tell your friends this afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern time, our week 12 NFL mega preview. Don't forget 3 games on Thanksgiving this week. Let's have a good day. Enjoy. And don't forget about our underdog plays of the day over on Sportsline, Twitter, and the Instagram. All right, this is the Early Edge. Good luck.